Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. Welcome to day 453. The Supreme Court ruled that a law subjecting immigrants to deportation for certain crimes of violence is unconstitutionally vague. CNN, Politico, and USA Today say Justice Neil Gorsuch, Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, joined with the court's liberal justices and provided the swing vote for the first time in a 5-4 ruling that invalidated the federal statute. Next, the New York Times says Trump rejected a new round of sanctions that would have been imposed against Russia on Monday. Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that, quote, a decision will be made in the near future, end quote, and Trump has now decided not to move forward with the sanctions. She added that Trump has been clear that he's going to be tough on Russia, but at the same time, he'd still like to have a good relationship with them. Next, The Wall Street Journal and The Verge are reporting that a broadband advisor chosen by FCC Chairman Ajit Pai was arrested last week and charged with fraud for tricking investors into pouring more than $250 million into an Alaska-based fiber optic cable company. Elizabeth Pierce used forged contracts with other companies to guarantee investors hundreds of millions of dollars in future revenue. Pierce stepped down from her role as head of the Broadband Deployment Advisory Committee in September of last year. The Washington Post says Scott Pruitt upgraded his official car to a larger, customized SUV with bullet-resistant seat covers. The first year's lease of the Chevy Suburban cost $10,200. And finally, USA Today and The Daily Beast are reporting that Stormy Daniels and her lawyer unveiled a forensic sketch of the man that she said threatened her 7 years ago to keep quiet about her alleged affair with Donald Trump. Daniels is offering a $100,000 reward for information about the man, who she described as handsome and fit with sandy brown, slicked back hair, who's about 5'9" to 6 feet tall and in his 30s or 40s. And in the polls, new numbers from the Washington Post and ABC News show roughly 7 in 10 Americans support tougher U.S. sanctions on Russia, while nearly half say that Trump has done too little to address Russia's alleged violations of international law. Meanwhile, 52% say Trump should invite Putin to the White House in order to help improve U.S.-Russia relations, and 42% oppose the invitation because they feel it would give Putin legitimacy. And a joint poll by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist says 32% of all Americans have a favorable view of Robert Mueller, 30% view him unfavorably, and 38% say they don't know enough to have an opinion. Among Democrats, Mueller's favorability is at 56%, while 49% of Republicans have an unfavorable impression of the special counsel. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Ryan Zinke repeatedly refers to himself as a geologist, even though he has never held a job as a geologist. 2. GOP Congressman Charlie Dent will resign and leave office in May. 3. The parents of the Sandy Hook massacre victims are suing Alex Jones for defamation. 4. North and South Korea are reportedly set to announce an official end to their 68-year war. And 5. The IRS direct pay system went down on tax day and was still down as of noon Eastern time. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.